Welcome, everybody. Shir number 986, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we are in the middle of the halachas of Mayim Achrayinim, Simen Kuf Pei Aleph. Not too much more to go, Bezras Hashem. Then I want to get to actually what's on the schedule, let everybody know. I would like to start Bezras Hashem, Simen Reish Yud Aleph, which is actually the halachas of Kedima. In brachas. In other words, what bracha comes first, right? I'm eating something that's bari pri hu adama. I'm eating something that's a shahakol. What bracha do I make first? Do I always have to make the bracha first if there's such a halacha? If the item is not in front of me, do I have to go and take it out of the fridge? How does it exactly do these halachas work? In other words, in reference to what bracha comes first, and we're going to see it's not just, you know, like by chance, oh, well, yeah, okay, whatever I eat, it makes a difference. There are actual halachas as to what one has to eat first in certain situations, depending on how they're eating and what they're eating. But we're going to see all that. That's with Hashem Simen Reish Yud Aleph. We hope to start that next. Okay, so just trying to work our way through and finish off Mayim Achrayinim. We finished Siftes. We're now, of course, our Simen Kuf Pei Aleph. Siftes, we finish Sif Yud. Now, in Sif Yud is a little bit, one has to be careful how it's said, and one has to be, you know, knowing their own situation. In Sif Yud, we're going to read it right away, but I just want to give a hakdama, an introduction. Sif Yud talks about it's the end, that there are those, there's some who don't have a minig, that they do not wash Mayim Achrayinim. That's their minig. The Lashon is Yesh Ein Noihagim Litol Mayim Achrayinim. We're going to see how that works. Now, I just want to preface it, and we're going to see, you know, the importance of Mayim Achrayinim, the Mishnah Berurah talks about, but there is, if one does have a minig that they know of from way back, whatever the case is, that they do not wash Mayim Achrayinim for whatever the reason might be, and that is how their father did it and so on. So one should just ask, you know, ask their Rav, double check and make sure they, you know, number one, that actually is their minig, how they understand. And number two, you know, should they just continue doing it like that? If one knows there's no such, as far as I know, they wash Mayim Achrayinim. What's the, you know, this is what I've always done. This is what I understand to do. This is what they are continuing to do. So of course, one has to continue washing Mayim Achrayinim. But I did want to bring it out there because in case one does see, well, sometimes a person goes, I mention this a lot. Sometimes a person, let's say you go to somebody else's house, right? And you see somebody, not doing a certain thing. Let's say in this case, not washing Mayim Achrayinim. A person should be aware that there is such a concept. There are certain people who do have such a minig, from going way back, as they call it, not to wash Mayim Achrayinim. But again, if somebody does have a minig, they should just double check and make sure they're on the right track, double check with their Rav and so on. But there is such a thing. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Starting off in Sif Yud, Yesh, She'ein Nehagim Lita Mayim Achrayinim. There are those who don't wash Mayim Achrayinim. Okay. So now the Machaber says, you know, is this like across the board? Let's say my minig would be not to wash my machronim. Is that like for everybody? So he says, afilu neneihagim kain, even those who do not wash my machronim. Again, this is the Machaber talking to Shulchan Aruch himself, halacha lemaisa. Even those who do have such a minig that they know of not to wash my machronim, adam shehu istinis, right? The person's an istinis, which is somebody who is a little bit more mefunik. That's the word in if you want to call it in Jewish and English, mefunik. Right, they're a little bit more particular. For Rogel Litol Yodavachasu, and they always wash their hands after the meal. They're very particular. The hands should always be clean, and so on. Now you have a few different types of people. Sometimes you have people who are a little bit more. I don't like to say the word. Possibly, schlumpy is not the right word, but they're not maybe so. Who knows what clean or whatever. But there's some people who mamisha, they're extremely makbid in these type of things to make sure they're always clean. Hands are clean, and so on. So v'ragel litol yodav acharasu. Then this is that type of person. L'didei hay yodav, l'didei hay yadayim Mizoyamais. In other words, for that person, their hands are Mizoyamais, they're dirty, right? They're dirty. We spoke about in the past the Ruach Ra, but the word Zuama, Mamish means filth, dirt, right? Their hands are dirty. If it's Sarach Litol Yadav, they have to wash their hands, Koydim Berchas HaMazim. Then those type of people, even though, the point is what we're saying, even though their minig is, right, they know they have such a minig, let's say, not to wash Mayim Achronim, but if they're very particular type of people, like that's what he says, the word Istan is, Ragel Litol Yadav HaChasudim, they wash their hands anyways, you always make sure that their hands are clean, that the day Hay Yadayim is Yomais. Make sure the hands are clean. Certainly, till the other, they would still have to wash. Koydim birchas hamazon. So that's an important thing to keep in mind in all instances, even those who might feel that they have such a minig. Okay, fine. But so with that introduction, we'll stop here for now, and then we'll go on next year, Bezras Hashem, starting these halachas and see what it's about. Why would there be such a concept? Why would somebody actually have such a minig? Possibly of not washing mayim achroinim. Thank you for listening. Aslochem bracha kol tov.